灵里丰盛的灵粮，父啊，谢谢您带领我们弟兄姊妹有一个团聚查考您话语的时间，求您的圣灵与我们同在，看顾我们灵里的需要，也带领我们能够明白您的真理，也赐给长老灵里的智慧，能够传讲您的话语，也开我们的心，开我们的眼，让我们能够明白您的话语，父啊，谢谢您，因为您的话才是我们的生命，是我们的道路，是我们的真理，父啊。感谢您听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
Well, good morning, everyone. Good to see you.
Good morning. Well, that's nice. Good class. It's very good to see you all this morning. We're going to read about the trial of the Lord Jesus, his civil trial, that is before the civil government.
我们要今天要进到一个阶段，就是耶稣开始要接受一个当时法律的审判，就是在当时罗马统治下的审判。
His trial before a man called Pilate, who was the Roman proconsul or the Roman governor.
然后他这个审判呢，他是要被一个叫比拉多的人审判。这个人是谁呢？就是罗马当时。在犹大地的总督。
So he's also we're going to read about a man named Herod, King Herod.
然后另外一个人呢叫希律王，也是当时的一个地方的执政官。
And of course we have this trial takes place in Jerusalem, which is where the Jews are.
在这之前我们也看见了他在。犹大人犹太人面前所接受的审判。
So what we'll do is we'll read the first 25 verses, and then, we'll read around, and then I'm going to make some comments, to try to, help you understand who all these different actors are, and why they're there, and what they're doing.
所以我们先会读Chapter 23, right?
23.
Yeah, 我们先会读路加福音23章前面25节，然后让大家先明白当时的每一个人，我会把当时在场的每一个人呢一个个跟大家过哈，看看他们是为什么在那里，他们是一个什么样的身份，当时他们在那里做了一些什么样的事情这是耶稣在上十字架之前接受的最后一个审判。路加福音新约的路加福音的23章我们顺着 maybe we read in Chinese
yeah, yeah,
from verse 1 to 25 right
yeah.
okay. 我们从一节读到25节我们顺序读下去我们都翻到了哈23章对就是154页众人都起来把耶稣解到比拉多面前
就告他说我们见这人诱惑国民仅指纳税给凯撒并说自己是基督是王
比拉多问耶稣说你是犹太人的王吗耶稣回答说你说的是
比拉多对祭司长和众人说我查不出这人有什么罪来
但他们越发极力地说你煽动百姓在犹太全地传道从加利利起直到这里了
比拉多一听见就问这人是加利利人吗
既晓得耶稣属希律所管就把他送到希律那里去那时希律正在耶路撒冷希律看见耶稣就很欢喜因为听见过他的事就已想要见他并且指望看他行一切神迹
于是问他许多的话耶稣却一言不答
祭司长和文士都站着极力地告他
希律和他的兵丁就藐视耶稣戏弄他给他穿上华丽衣服把他送回比拉多那里去
从前希律和比拉多彼此有仇在那一天就成了朋友比拉多传奇了祭司长和官府并百姓
就对他们说你们解这个人到我这里说他是诱惑百姓的你看哪我也曾将你们告他的事儿在你们面前审问他并没有查出他有什么罪来
就是希律也是如此所以把他送回来可见他没有做什么该死的事
故此
我要责打他，把他释放了。
Yeah, it's okay.
Chapter 23.
23章18节。
众人却一起喊说：“除掉这个人，释放巴拉巴给我们。”
这巴拉巴是因为在城作乱杀人而入狱的。
比拉多愿意释放耶稣，就又劝解他。
无奈他们喊着说：“钉他十字架，钉他十字架。”
比拉多第三次对他们说：“为什么呢？这人做了什么恶事呢？我并没有查出他什么该死的罪来，所以我要责打他，把他释放了。”
他们大声催逼比拉多，求他把耶稣钉在十字架上，他们的声音就得了胜。
比拉多这才照他们的要求定案，
把他们所求的那作乱杀人下在狱里的释放了，把耶稣交给他们，任凭他们的意思行事。
好，
So now, what we're having, what we see before us here is a one man standing condemned before the whole world.
好，我们这里看见就是一个人，站在那被定罪，面对的是整个世界的人。
And what I'd like to do is just go back over the history so that you might have a clearer understanding of how these actors all came together and why they are together.
所以我现在要做一点事情，就是先回到当时的场景，来回顾一下所有这些当时的这些在场的演员们哈，这些人哈，是怎么样来到这个场景里的，然后他为什么要去呢？
Now the Bible gives us an accurate picture of the spiritual history of the world.
Spiritual history.
The spiritual history of the world. Because it doesn't give all the details. We don't get all the details of man's history and the history of the world. But we get history as God wants to, as he reveals it to us for our spiritual benefit.
对，所以他把那个灵里的历史啊，是跟我们解开了啊，并不只说所有的他每一个人的他地上的这个源头他的是在哪里，他把每一个灵里的原因，就是这些人怎么会走到那一步的，告诉我们。
And so, the history is not exhaustive. It's not a whole history of mankind. Otherwise, the book, we couldn't get it in one book.
所以这个不是一个我们讲的考察历史的原因。这样的话呢，我们一本书都写不完。你会追到比拉多前面是他怎么来的，他这个人的传记是怎么样的啊？不是这么一个角度。
But the Bible tells us how the world was created and why it was created.
圣经告诉我们这世界是怎么样被造的，然后它是怎么因着什么被造的。
And down through the years, the Bible gives us the accurate spiritual history that we need to understand who we are and how we can get to God's heaven.
所以我们圣经告诉我们，我们整个人的灵的历史，就我们是怎么样，我们是谁，我们是怎么样到天堂去，然后我们怎么样会当时堕落的，这个全是在灵里的一个我们的一个经历，我们的祖先包括我们的经历。
Now the central event in all of time and eternity is divided by this event, and that is the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ, God's only Son.
所以所有这些事情里面最重要的一件事，然后永恒也在这一点上被分割开来的这件事呢，就是耶稣基督在十字架上为我们死了。
So, what we're looking at today is his trial. He was tried by the earthly powers.
我们今天看见的是，他被地上的权柄来审判的这么一个场景。
Both Jew and Gentile were against him.
当时的犹太人和外邦人都在控告他。
So I want to just review a little bit of the world's history.
我先回顾一点点地上的历史啊。
We go back to Genesis, and we find there in Genesis an account of the creation of man, the fall of man. He was tested and fell. How sin came into the world, and God's remedy for sin, which was a sacrifice.
所以我们如果回到创世纪，也就是圣经的第一卷书呢，就我们已经看到了清楚的记载，人是如何被造的，人是怎么堕落的，然后上帝是怎么救赎的，就是他用一个献祭的方式来救赎。
And sin came into the world, and sin came upon every person.
然后罪进到了世界，然后因此进到了每一个人那里去。
And the proof that we are all sinners is that we all die.
然后我们是每一个都是罪人的最好的证据，就是每一个人都要死。
There was a tree in the garden. It was the tree of life.
然后在伊甸园呢，除了善恶树，还有一棵树叫做生命树。
That was available to Adam and Eve, and they would never have died if they had obeyed God.
这棵树在善恶树的时候，它同样也存在于伊甸园。然后亚当夏娃，如果他顺服神的旨意，他只要吃了呢，他就不会死了。但是呢，他们没有。
And so, when they sinned, God had to take that tree of life from them.
然后因为他们吃了善恶树，他们犯了罪，上帝必须把生命树保护起来。
Otherwise, they would have eaten of the tree and they would live forever in their sin.
否则的话呢，他们如果再吃了生命树的果子，他们就会在罪中永恒的不死了。
You think about it for a minute.
你可以想一分钟。
What would a 10,000 year old sinner look like?
和生活了一万岁的一个罪人会是一个多么痛苦的样子。
It's bad enough, an 85 year old sinner.
所以85岁的罪人会好一点。就死了就死了。
Imagine 10,000 years.
你可以想想一万年老罪人。
Shriveled thing would hardly look like human at all.
然后他会被罪折磨的就干脆就不成样子了。
But God made another way to life.
然后上帝用了另外一个方式来引导我们向永生。
That life would come from heaven.
然后这样的永生是从天堂来的。
And then, it would be on the basis of faith that the life would come.
然后这是基于信心而得着的永生。
And down through the years, men and women who have seen themselves as sinners and have believed God, that God was going to send a Savior sometime into the world, they were saved and they got eternal life through faith in God.
然后呢，这么长的时间里面，人在罪里，在罪里的这么长时间以后，所有这些人他们一直有一个盼望，就是上帝从天上呢赐给他们救恩，然后他们因着信靠神的救恩，他们就在永生里有了份，他们罪就全部得了赦免。
See, the tree of life gave natural life, but God's promise gives spiritual and eternal life.
生命树能给我们的是一个自然的生命，神的应许是给我们在灵里永恒的生命，就他应许要拯救我们。
And so, right from the Garden of Eden, there was a promise made by God that he would send a deliverer, a savior, someday.
所以我们回到创世纪的最早的部分，上帝就在亚当夏娃犯罪以后给了人类一个应许，他会给我们一个救主。
One that would destroy their enemy, Satan, and who would also make a payment for sin.
这样的救主他会打败罪的王，就是撒旦，同时呢他也会付上一切付足一切罪的代价。
And in being raised from the dead, he would overcome death.
然后他从死里复活，他就胜过了死亡。
That's our great enemy.
死亡是我们最大的敌人。
So now time goes on.
然后随着时间的推移。
And then there's we come to the flood where God had to destroy all the world except for 8 people.
然后呢我们到了一个点上洪水来了上帝要毁灭全地除了那八个挪亚一家八口人。
It's a demonstration that there's nothing good in man.
然后因为这个场景就表现出整个人类在当时是没有任何的良善在里面。
But God saved eight sinners.
那上帝依然救了八个罪人。
Noah, his three sons and their wives.
挪亚他的三个孩子和他们的太太。
They were sinners as well, but they were sinners that believed God in faith that God would save them.
他们依然是罪人。但是他们是有一个区别，他们是相信神的救赎的罪人，他们相信神最终会救他们。
It was a test that was given to the world, and there was no restrictions before the flood.
这是一个试炼了试炼对于当时的人来说，因为在洪水之前，对人类没有任何的约束。
Everybody was free to do whatever they wanted.
每一个人就是想做自己喜欢做的事情，他就可以做。
And it ended up with a world full of violence.
然后最终的结果就是整个世界满了暴，满了强暴和罪恶。
And God swept away the entire world before the flood.
然后上帝就在洪水里把整全地给灭了。
And of course, in many, many cultures, you find the stories of the great flood that swept over the whole world. Many, many, there's more than 400 or 500 stories from different languages, different cultures have these stories that are preserved.
这就是全地为什么那么多的民族、那么多的文化都有一个故事，古老的故事，就是关于洪水。那不下四五百个这样的不同的这个文化的民族里面，不下四五百个关于洪水的故事。
But only God in the Bible, only in the Bible has God revealed the reasons behind that.
那只有在圣经里，神启示了洪水背后的原因。
That God must judge sin.
因为神必定是要审判罪恶的。
And he cleansed the world of all that violence, swept away all the people.
所以他把所有的罪恶借着水洗净了当时的全地。
Only 8 were saved.
当然八个人得救了。
And so when they came out of the ark after the flood.
然后他们从方舟里出来在洪水之后。
It was a new world.
一个新世界了。
It was a new beginning.
一个新的开始。
And you would think that everybody then would live righteously.
然后你会想到这样的话那全地的人开始后面的后代开始要公义正义地活着了。
They had seen the demonstration of the power of God and the judgment.
他们已经看见了神的这个审判的威严，那他们应该会改正了。
But instead, in a matter of about 10 generations, the whole world left the worship of God and went into idolatry.
但是很糟糕的是，大概十代人之后呢，人又开始离开了神，开始拜各种偶像。
We could go to Romans, Romans
可以看一下罗马书
chapter 1.
罗马书的一章。罗马书是新约的一卷书。265页。
And we read verses 21 to 23.
266页 ,21 到23节。一章的二十一到二十三节。Shall I read?
Yeah, read. Okay.
因为他们虽然知道神，却不当作神荣耀他，也不感谢他，他们的思念变为虚妄，无知的心就昏暗了，自称为聪明，反成了愚拙，将不能朽坏之神的荣耀变为偶像，仿佛必朽坏的人和飞禽走兽昆虫的样式。
So there we see. After the flood, Paul is giving here in the book of Romans a basis for showing the righteousness of God.
对，所以在洪水之后呢，保罗在这里就给了我们一个道理，为什么神的审判要在洪水的时候临到全地。
And after the flood, in verse 21, it says, they all knew God.
然后在洪水之后二十一节他讲到他们虽然都知道神
But they didn't want to, the first step down and away from God is they don't give him the honor. They don't glorify him.
所以远离神的第一步就是他不把神该有的荣耀回给他。
In other words, they stop being thankful, they stop acknowledging him as the giver of everything.
然后或者换句话说他们不再感谢他也不再承认是他给予我们一切他是我们一切的供应者。
So that affected their thinking.
然后他就这就开始影响他们的思考。
Now they must find reasons for everything else, but it says that thinking is now futile.
然后这个时候呢他们就得把其他一切的存在呢就要去找个理由找个逻辑了。然后他们的思想思念就变成虚妄了。
It says,
这个是背景。
Their foolish hearts were darkened.
所以呢他们的这个心呢无知的心呢就变昏暗了。
So now, instead of understanding,the truth of where everything has come from, they are making now their own, through their own imaginations, reasons for their existence and the existence of everything around them.
所以相反不是去想象或者不是去感谢上帝的恩典、去思念上帝的恩典而是呢他们去把自己有的一切自己在地上的一切去找了自己的一个逻辑一个解释去回答。
So in verse 22 it says, although they claimed to be wise.
所以二十二节说呢他们虽然自称为聪明。
In other words, they were people of powerful intellect.
所以换句话说呢他们其实是一个非常聪明非常有能力的一些人。
But no matter how brilliant, how intelligent you are.
所以不管你是多么的聪明不管你多么的伟大。
Any problem that you try to solve, unless you know all the facts, you can't arrive at the solution.
对所以不管什么样的问题除非你认识到这个问题的本质问题的真相是什么否则你不可能找到这问题真正的解答方案。
It says they became fools.
所以这就在他们的刚才的那个反应里他们就变得愚拙了其实。
In other words, instead of honoring God as the giver of everything on the earth.
换句话说呢不是去把神当作一切万物的这个创造者和给予者。
They look for other reasons for their existence.
他们找了其他的一些理由来解释他们所有的东西。
And so what they did is they began to worship other idols. It says in verse 23, they exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images, made to look like mortal man, birds, animals, and reptiles.
所以23节就讲到了这样的话呢他们就去找到了一些会朽坏的人飞禽走兽昆虫的样式去崇拜。
In other words,What they see around them, they were now explaining as forces of nature.
所以原因就是当他看见四周有这些东西呢他就认为这是一个自然的结果。
Less than God, right?
不是神给的。
Who is the creator of all things?
因为神是创造万物的。
So that's how idolatry started.
这就是拜偶像的源头。
And the thing is with idols, you see, idol worship means that you can manipulate these lesser gods, these idols. You can, by giving them gifts or praying, you can influence them.
所以拜偶像背后的逻辑就是你能够控制这些偶像，你能够影响这些偶像，通过比如说你给他一些钱，你给他一些敬拜，然后让他来帮助你。
And so they became degraded in their minds, further down in morality.
所以经过这样的方式他们的其实整个思维的方式就变得更加堕落和败坏。就是人一直在偶像里面他就变得更加堕落和败坏。
And we see that in verse 24, therefore God gave them up.
所以24节神就任凭他们。
The sinful desires of their hearts,Sexual impurity for the degrading their bodies with one another and so on. It just keeps going on, down, 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 down.
所以二十四节之后就会看见整个就是一直往下，一直往下，一直往下，神就任凭他们一直往下。
And so that's how idolatry, the whole world then fell into idolatry, worshipping idols.
所以整个世界从那时候开始就进到了全地都拜偶像的阶段。
At the same time, great civilizations were rising up.
同时呢文明啊地上的文明就开始起来了。
Men made advances in science and technology and in literature and everything else.
人类的这个文学整个科学各种人造的很多的东西都开始起来。
But spiritually they had departed from the living God and were now serving idols, dumb idols that cannot do anything.
但是灵里呢他们开始就一点一点堕落越来越远离神。然后灵里开始整个把自己的心交给了所有的不存在的必朽坏的偶像。
Think of it. You have,
你可以想一想。
You have an idol.
你有一个偶像在那。
If you want that idol to go over there, you have to pick that idol up, and you have to take it over and put it down somewhere.
如果你要把这个偶像呢跟你搬家带到一个地方你得把它搬起来然后把它挪过去然后再把它放下。
It can't see.
因为他这个偶像还看不见。
Can't speak.
他也不能说话。
Can't hear.
也不能听见。
They're dumb.
因为他是死的。
And spiritually, people who worship idols are like idols. Like their idols.
所以灵里来说呢拜偶像的我们来说其实就更像这个偶像自己。
In other words, they're dead to the life of the one who made them.
因为某种程度我们是真正我们对着那创造万物的主呢我们是死的我们是瞎的。
They're locked into a cycle of life and death and judgment.
然后当我们不认识神的我们就锁在一个死循环里面今生然后死然后审判。
So what would God do with all these idolaters.
然后神会怎么样去面对这个来处理这个拜偶像的事呢
Well, before the flood, he brought a flood in, didn't he? But he wasn't going to do that again.
在洪水之前他用的是洪水但他不再会用这种方式。
Instead, he'd make a new beginning.
相反他用了一个新的开始。
God is always the God of new beginnings.
神永远都是那个新的开始的神。
And so, what he did is he called one man.
他做的方式呢他就呼召了一个人。
A man who lived in Ur of the Chaldees.
这个一个人呢他住在加勒底的乌尔这个城。
In ancient Babylonia.
就是加勒底就是古巴比伦。
That was the center of idolatry.
那是一个当时的世代里拜偶像的中心。
And the God of glory himself appeared to this man.
然后呢我们永恒荣耀的神呢向这个人显现。
And he said, get out from your people, from your nation, and from your family, and go to a land that I'm going to show you.
他说你从你的本族本地本家出来带上你的族人去到我要给你预备的那个地方去。
And he said to him, I'm going to make you a great nation.
他说我要把你成为你的后裔成为一个大族。
And I'm going to bless all the world through you.
然后我要借着你来祝福整个全地的各民族。
And so Abram went out.
这就是亚伯兰，就是原来的后来的亚伯拉罕，他就走了。
It says he believed God.
因为他信靠神，他相信神。
And here's a beautiful thing, because Abram is an example of faith, salvation by faith.
所以亚伯兰他就是一个信心的最好的榜样因为我们救恩是通过信心给到我们的。
Now Abram was an idolater.
他不是一个拜偶像的。
But when God appeared to him, God,
他原来也是个拜偶像的。对。
Abram was changed.
当上帝跟他显现的时候他改变了。
And he believed God.
他信靠了神。
And so God, it says, gave to Abram righteousness.
然后借着他的信上帝就给了他的公义把上帝的公义给了他。
Not Abraham's righteousness.
不是亚伯兰的不是亚伯拉罕的公义。
But God's righteousness was placed upon him simply on the basis of faith.
而是上帝的公义 放在给了赐给了亚伯拉罕，仅仅是借着亚伯拉罕的信心。
And so he became, Abram became our great example of faith.
然后亚伯拉罕就变成了我们信心的榜样。
And he followed God.
然后他跟随了神。
And you know the story of Abram, don't you?
然后你们都知道亚伯拉罕的故事。
He was 100 years old and his wife was 90 years old, Sarah, that they would finally have a child.
直到我们都知道亚伯拉罕信心的故事是直到他100岁他的太太萨拉90岁的时候他们才有一个儿子。
And his name was Isaac.
他的名字叫以撒。
It means laughter.
以撒的意思就是笑。
Because Sarah, when God, she heard God,that God was going to give her a baby at 90 years old, she said, she laughed.
所以当原因为什么以撒就笑呢？因为当撒拉90岁，他听上帝说要给他一个儿子的时候，他就笑了。
And so they called the baby Isaac. They called him laughter.
所以他们就管这个孩子取名就叫笑。
And so, the promises of God, they bring us joy.
因为神的应许是会给我们喜乐的。
They do. When God promises something, He always carries that promise through.
当神应许我们什么事的时候，他总是要成就这个事的。
Maybe not in the way we would like or the time we would like.
并不一定是我们所想象的方式，或者说我们所以为的时间。
But His ways and His times.Are always perfect.
但是他的方法，他的时间点永远都是最棒的，最好的。
So now, God said to him, though, Abram, it's going to be 400 years before these promises are going to be brought into effect.
所以上帝应许的亚伯拉罕的那个应许，直到400年之后才实现，他们才进到迦南地。
So we know that Abraham had a son Isaac, and Isaac had a son Jacob.And Jacob had 12 sons, and those sons, they became a mighty nation.
所以你们都知道这个故事，亚伯拉罕有一个儿子叫以撒，以撒有个儿子叫雅各，雅各有12个儿子，最后他们都成了大族。
And they had to go down to Egypt.
然后他们因为饥荒必须要去到埃及。
Because there was a great famine then.
对，有一个大的饥荒。
You know the story of the birth of the nation of Israel.
对，你们都知道以色列这个民族成立的这个背景。
And so the children of Israel, though they were all slaves.
然后最初当以色列民出来的时候，他们都是埃及的奴隶。
They were slaves to a wicked king in Egypt.
他们是一个埃及很邪恶的王的奴隶。
And so God sent a deliverer, Moses, didn't he?
然后上帝又给了他们一个救主，就是。
And so Moses went to Pharaoh, the great king of Egypt, and said, "Let my people." God said, "Let my people go."
所以摩西去到法老那个邪恶的王面前说：“哎，你要让我的民，上帝说让我的民走，离开你。”
And God had to bring judgment on Egypt before Pharaoh would let the children of Israel go.
在法老心很刚硬，但是上帝必须要给到他一些审判。他才能让这个犹太人走。
And then the children of Israel then went out that night after the Passover. You recall the Passover?
所以那天晚上最后一灾你们都记得是逾越节犹太人就整个全民都离开了埃及。
The blood of the Passover lamb was shed that night.
然后逾越节的羔羊的血在那一天是流出来。
And the blood was put on the lintel across the door, top of the door, and down the two side posts.
所以羔羊的血在那一天，在每一家的门框和门楣上都涂上了。犹太人的每一家。
And when the destroying angel came through that night, he looked at each house in Egypt.
所以当灭命的天使那天晚上来的时候呢，他看在埃及地的每一个房子。
And when he saw the blood on the door,
当他看见门框门楣上的血之后呢
，he passed over that house.
他就越过去，这就叫逾越节的意思。
And went to the next house.
他就跳过去了，就跳到第二个房子去了。
And so it was by the blood of the sacrificial lamb that the children of Israel were redeemed out of Egypt.
所以这就是借着 那牺牲的羔羊的血，所有的犹太人都得赎了，这是一个属灵的意思。
And this is just one of the many pictures in the Old Testament.
这只是很多的一个图像，在旧约里面很多图像之一。
Because we find there that, it's a picture for us.
因为我们发现这个是对我们是一个形一个图一个比喻。
We are slaves in this world.
因为我们是这个世界的奴隶。
And the god of this age, Satan, controls this world.
因为这个世界的王撒旦，他控制了整个世界。
We're under his power.
我们是在他的能力管控之下的。
But then God makes a way of salvation.
然后上帝做了一个救恩的方式。
And he provides a lamb for sacrifice.
然后他提供了一个牺牲一个救赎的羔羊。
And the judgment falls upon the lamb.
然后这个神的审判落在这个羔羊身上。
And then righteousness and deliverance is given to the one who believes.
然后这个所有的义所有的救赎都会借着我们对这羔羊的信心到我们身上来。
Now everybody in Egypt knew the way to deliverance that night. Everyone.
其实那天晚上在埃及的所有人他们都知道逾越节的方式就是涂血用血的这个方式。
Those that ignored God's way of salvation, the destroying angel came in and killed the firstborn in every house.
那些不信的他忽视神的救恩方式的人呢命令的天使就进去了那天晚上。
And it says in the scriptures,That God brought judgment against the gods of Egypt.
所以在圣经说呢，神在那天晚上，他的审判临到了埃及的王，埃及的世界，埃及的神。
Those ten plagues, those ten judgments on Egypt, they were against the ten principal idols and gods of Egypt.
所以我们都知道，埃及当时是。有很多偶像崇拜，所以主的上帝的十灾所针对的那十个对象，比如说青蛙也好，太阳神也好，都是当时埃及地拜的十个偶像。
Two examples.
两个例子。
For 3 days, the sun was darkened. There was darkness over the entire land.
你知道有三天，有一灾是有三天三夜，这个太阳都没了。
That was a judgment against the sun god that they worshipped.
这就是对着埃及人当时崇拜的太阳神。
There was a judgment, the last judgment was the judgment where the firstborn was killed.
最后一个比如说长子啊所有头生的都被击杀。
And that was a judgment against the fertility god.
这是对他们的一个生殖的这个神的崇拜啊。
No matter how much they would pray to their fertility God, God ruled, overruled, and showed that those idols were nothing.
你们都可以想象他多么勤力的去拜他们的那个崇拜生殖崇拜那个神啊！但神创造了，神掌管了这一切，神的审判临到的时候，他们怎么样拜也没有用。
One thing I must warn you.
有一件事我要告诉大家。
Is that behind the idol? Although the idol is nothing, behind the idol, oftentimes there can be wicked spirits behind those idols.
因为其实偶像本身其实就是一堆死的东西，但是呢，在这个背后常常是有邪灵和魔鬼的。
Very dangerous.
非常的危险。
Yeah. So we find the children of Israel now they're delivered out of Egypt. They were slaves. Now they're The people of God.
然后这一些的犹太人，他们以前是世界的奴隶，他们现在成了神的子民。
They have been redeemed to God, and they're brought to God, and they go through the wilderness.
然后他们成为神的子民，是因为神用血来救赎，买赎了他们，然后他们跟着神去了旷野。
God said, "I'm going to bring you into a land that is flowing with milk and honey."
神说我要带你们进到一个美地，那个美地是流奶与蜜的美地。
It's a land of mountains and springs in the valleys. It's all the blessings that you could get on the earth would be there.
这是一个充满山川、河流、 溪水草地很美的一个地方。
And God brought them into the land, didn't he?
啊，上帝的确把他们带进了那个充满祝福的地方。
Oh, they had to wander around a bit in the wilderness.
啊，虽然他们在这之前要在旷野要逛转一阵子。
They had many bitter experiences.
然后在旷野有非常多的很痛苦的经历。
And many lessons that we can learn about the children of Israel in the wilderness.
啊，我们也在旷野里学习了。在他们的旷野里我们学习了很多的
But the promise is God will bring them through that.
但是神的应许就是神一定会带领他们
And then bring them into the land.
进到了那迦南美地
Now we're coming a little bit closer. You're wondering when in the world is he going to get into Luke chapter 23?
然后我们一点点再往后啊，你会怀疑我们到什么时候才能进到路加23章的这个部分了。
Thank you for being patient.
谢谢大家很耐心。
But now you see, they are a nation. Those who were not, they weren't a people. They're now a nation. They're God's people.
所以他们现在是成为神的，他们以前是在最终在这个世界的奴隶，他们现在成神的子民。
Now what was God's purpose in all this?
然后神的目的是什么呢？做这一切的事。
He had a number of purposes.
他有很多的美好的旨意。
Number one,
第一
is that they were to be witnesses to the world of the Lord, the living God.
啊，他第一他会成为那见证人，是那个永生神，爱我们的永生神的见证人。
He said, "I'm going to dwell in the midst of you."
啊，上帝说呢，我要住在你们当中。
And they had a temple there that God dwelt in. God Almighty dwelt in that temple.
然后他们有一个圣殿，他们有个帐幕哈，永生神是住在里面。
Now they had a priesthood.
啊，他们有个祭司的仪式。
They had rituals. They had offerings. They had ways of approaching this holy place where God would be among the people.
他们有献祭，他们有一些仪式。所有这些方式都是来接近那个永生神的方式。
And they were to be a holy people.
因为他们必须得要保证自己的在这之前保证自己的罪得赦，所以他是一群神需要他们圣洁的一群人。
And so all the Gentile nations, all of us, would look at this nation and see how God had blessed them. And then it would be a witness to us that what God is doing for that people, they could do for us.
所以对以色列人来说呢，我们外邦人看他们的时候，就是他们跟着神几千年的这个历史，他们是怎么得着神的祝福，他们是怎么跟神有交通，那对于我们来说，我们就是个非常好的可以看见的榜样。
And Moses warned the children of Israel.
然后摩西警告了当时的以色列人。
Before they went into that land.
在进到迦南地之前。
He said, "Don't you worship the idols of the people that you're replacing?"
所以你们不要去拜那你们要进去的那块地方的偶像。
Don't you leave the worship of the true and living God?
不要去离开，不要远离，不要远离敬拜你们的主，你们的天上的神。
If you do,
如果你们真是这样的话
，then God will give you up.To the destruction of your enemies.
然后上帝会把你们交在你们的敌人仇敌手里。
And you will be taken captive by the land of idols, Babylon itself.
然后你们会被这个拜偶像之地的那个源头啊，巴比伦那么会掳去的。
And the rest of you will be scattered all over the world.
然后你们剩下的人会分散在全地。
Where do we find Jews today?
我们今天能看能在哪找到犹太人呢
？All over, all over,
整个世界都有，各个地方。
But God also promised in the prophets that in the last days He would begin to draw them back together in their land.
然后依然借着先知，上帝也应许以色列人，在最后的时候，末世的时候，他会把他们再带回来。
And that would be a sign that we are really in the last days.
这就是一个信号，因为以色列人现在有100年前重新建国了，我们是我们已经在末日的一个信号。
We don't know the time when the Lord Jesus is coming again.
啊，我们不知道那个具体的时间点，耶稣什么时候再回来。
No one knows.
没有人知道。
But we should be ready for His coming.
啊，但我们随时要预备着他会再来。
But let's continue our history now. We're coming rapidly.
嗯，然后我们以色列历史，我们快一点往下走。
To Luke chapter 23.
到路加的二十三章。
When the children of Israel were given over into idolatry in Babylon, they were to stay there for 70 years, then they would be allowed to come back. Some would be, just a few would come back into their land.
所以，因为犹太人他们自己拜偶像，最后他们被巴比伦人掳去了，在那待了70年。70年之后呢，一些人慢慢的回归了。
There was only about 50,000 came back into the land.
大概只有五万人回来了。
And they rebuilt a smaller temple.
他们又重建了一个很小的圣殿。
From the one that was destroyed.
在原来那个被毁的所罗门圣殿的基础上重建了一个小圣殿。
But the presence of God never came back into that temple.
但是神的同在呢，其实从来没有回到过那个圣殿里。
But they worshipped the Lord.
但他们还在那个圣殿里继续敬拜神。
And God restored them to their land. However, with one difference.
上帝把他们带回来，重新恢复了他们在那块地上的统治，但是有一样事情不同了。
They were never an independent nation again.
他们再也不是一个独立的国家了。
Because when the children of Israel were taken into Babylon because of their idolatry, God destroyed the temple, He destroyed the city, He tore down the walls, and He took the people captive into Babylon.
因为当他们被巴比伦人掳去的那个时候呢，上帝任凭这个巴比伦人把整个城、整个圣殿、整个全地都毁了。
And from that time on, the times of the Gentiles began.
从那个时刻开始，外邦人的时间开始了，外邦人的这个时候开始，时代开始了。
And so the Gentile powers, world powers, continue to this day.
所以是外邦人的力量，整个世界的整个统治力量呢，就从那个时候开始统治，一直到现在。
Now there The prophet Daniel, if you read, as you read there, you'll read there are some visions in there.
所以你会读但以理书的时候，你会读到一些预言和这个意象啊。
Four world empires would follow one after another.
然后但以理就告诉我们，有四个世界的朝代会一个一个接着来。
There was the Babylonian Empire. It was the head of gold of the image that was given.
第一个是巴比伦的朝代啊，这就是金色的头。
Babylon was taken over by the Medes and the Persians. That was the silver part of this great image that was given.
取代巴比伦朝代是一个叫马代波斯的朝代，这就是那个意象里面的那个银色的身子哈。
And then the Greeks conquered under Alexander the Great. That was the belly of brass.
所以希腊国呢就征服了马代波斯国哈，那它就是。整个第三个朝代里面，就是那个意象里面的那个铜斧啊。
Then there was one more world empire that arose after that, the Roman Empire, and it was pictured as the hips and the legs of iron.
对，然后第四个朝代取代希腊的就是罗马帝国。那罗马帝国在意象里面就是铁的腿和脚。
All this took place in a period of about 600 years.
然后整个这个就是在大概600年的时间里面发生的。
And so when we come to the New Testament, what do we find?
然后我们进到新约，我们发现什么呢？
We find the nation of Israel.
然后你会发现犹太国。
Under the power of Rome.
你会发现犹太国民是在罗马帝国的统治之下的。
We find that tax gatherers are collecting money with the picture of Caesar on it.
所以你会发现那个税吏在收税的时候，这个钱币上面的像都是凯撒的像。
The Caesar who was the emperor of the world at that time.
凯撒是那个时候世界的统治者。
And it was a very powerful empire.
是个非常强大的国度。
The Chinese were very fortunate not to have to come underneath the Roman Empire.
中国人非常幸运，没有在罗马的这个殖民统治之下，在当时的中国。
The Chinese had their own problems.
中国有自己的问题。
The Mongols.
是蒙古人啊，蒙古人。对。
But anyway, we say that's when we come to the time of Jesus.When Jesus was born, there was a man called Herod, King Herod the Great.
所以当耶稣，这时候就来到耶稣的时代。当耶稣诞生的时候呢，那个时候有一个王叫做希律王。
But King Herod the Great was a king underneath Caesar.
你要记得这个大希律王，他虽然叫王，但是他是在凯撒的控制统治之下的。
Caesar gave the authority to different areas.
所以凯撒会封在各地分封一些王。
Caesar governed through lesser kings and governors, appointed governors.
所以凯撒会通过什么来统治呢？一些分封的王和指定的总督来管制各地。
And King Herod wasn't a Jew.
所以希律王他不是一个犹太人。
The Jews were being ruled by a son of Esau.
他是个以东人，是以扫的后裔。
The enemies of Israel.
他是实际上是犹太人的敌人啊。
And Herod wanted to kill the baby Jesus. You remember that?
对，你们都记得，希律王很一开始就想把耶稣在婴儿时代就杀了。
But God preserved him, of course. Then we find that Herod died, and then the kingdom.Herod's kingdom was split up to three of his sons and also Judea, which was given to a Roman governor called Pilate.
所以大希律王死了以后呢，就要杀那个耶稣婴儿的那个希律死了以后，他的分封给他的地就分成了四块。当中有三个给了他的儿子，有一个就给了这个总督比拉多。
So the Herod that we read about in our story here is actually the son of Herod the Great that was king when Jesus was born.
所以今天我们读到刚才读到的希律，就是15节这个希律，就实际上是大希律的儿子。
And this Herod, he was the, his name was Philip, I believe. He was king of just of Galilee, one section.Of Israel.
所以他这个希律王其实他统治的地方实际上就是加利利那一块小地方。
Judea was governed by that man Pontius Pilate who was appointed by Caesar to do so.
所以犹大帝哈实际上是当时真正的统治人是凯撒指定的比拉多来统治的。所以犹大在下面在南边，加利利在北边。
And he represented Caesar in Israel.
所以他代表凯撒啊，在以色列，在来统治以色列。
He represented the highest authority.
他代表
governmental authority.
他代表最高的这个权柄。
So now the Lord Jesus has come.
好，现在耶稣基督来了。
He was the promised one that was promised to Abram, promised to Adam.Promised by the prophets that a deliverer would come.
所以他是那个被应许在旧约里面被预言被这个先知预言的要来拯救全地的那一位。
The whole world was lost.
因为整个全地都失丧了。
Now let's go back to Luke chapter 19 verse 10.
你先看回过头看一下路加的19章的十节。
There we see the reason for the Lord Jesus coming.
我们就能看见耶稣要来的原因。145页。
It says, For the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost.
他说人子来为要寻找拯救失丧的人。
That's his purpose. You might underline that verse and call it the key verse of the book of Luke.
你可以把这句话划下来啊，这就是整个路加福音的 最重要的一个要节。
If one verse could summarize the whole of the book of Luke, it would be that one verse.
如果一句话来总结整个路加福音呢，应该就这句话。
He not only came to save, but he came to seek.
因为他不单单是来拯救，他还来寻找。
And you'll see that he, in the context there, it was Zacchaeus, the tax collector.
因为在那个撒该税吏长的那一段里面。
And the Lord Jesus sought Zacchaeus out.
然后耶稣是从人群里把撒该给拎出来的。
And he's doing the same today. He's seeking people out.
他一样今天做这样的事情，他把我们从人群当中一个一个一个领出来。
Are you seeking God, or is He seeking you?
是你去寻找主，还是主在找你？
When we first come to Bible studies and we begin to learn about God, we think I'm looking for the truth. That's what I thought.
当我们一开始来学习圣经，我们来在查经的时候。哎，我们觉得好像是我们在找主啊，这也我最初也是这么想的。
Afterwards, I understood that it was God that was seeking me.
那过一阵我就明白了，其实是上帝在找我。
And His voice was calling me, and I was following.
因为他的声音是在叫我啊，我就跟随他的声音。
Until I bowed my knees to the Lord Jesus.
直到我跪下跟他说，哎呀，我认识你是我的。
And I received Him as my Savior.
我把他接受进来，成为我的救主。
And he saved me, just like it says. He came to seek and to save that which was lost.
这就是他的来的目的啊！他要不但拯救，也要寻找。
So now we have the Lord Jesus, the one who came to seek and to save that which is lost. Now he's being judged by the Jew and the Gentile, by the highest authorities. We have.First of all, we have the religious authorities. These were people that said that they knew what God wanted.
所以我们看见了主来的目的，他来寻找拯救失丧的人。但是呢，他现在却要面对一系列的审判，地上的权柄，宗教的权柄，凯撒代表的权柄，一切的人的审判。
These weren't the priests of idols who worship lesser gods.
然后他们都是拜偶像的，因为他们是拜那些假的，不是真正神的那个偶像。
These were the representatives of the nation that said that God is the Most High and we worship Him.
You mean praise, right?
Huh?
Praise, right?
Praise and worship God. They were representatives. These priests,
yeah, these priests, yeah.
They were representatives, 就是, of the Most High God.
对，就是这些呢，包括那些祭司们哈。这些祭司本来他们都是应该去带领以色列民去敬拜那个真正的永生神的大能神的那一群人，他们却现在是在拜偶像的，因为那些祭司也是拜偶像的。
And they examining his life and his words.They knew that he came from God the Father.
因为那些祭司们，他们查考耶稣的行为、耶稣的话语，他们都知道他们是从天上永生神那来的。
Yet they were standing in judgment of him.
但他还是站在那，把耶稣定罪了。
The Gentiles, Pilate was a representative of the highest authority on earth.
比拉多是代表地上最高的权柄。
And as such.The powers that be on earth, they are ordained by God Himself.
但是地上的权柄，它其实是神给予他们的，否则他们不会有。
And so we find that the Lord Jesus then, He there is standing before man in judgment.
所以耶稣其实站在那是站在人接受人的审判。
Yeah.Now, when he was examined by the chief priests on that night to see if he was the real Messiah that came from God, they wanted to find out, we saw that last week, they wanted to prove that he was just an ordinary man and he was blaspheming.
所以在那天晚上呢当他们当他站在人面前接受审判的时候，那审判他的人就努力想证明他不是神，那是亵渎神，因为他自称为神。
And if we go back to Mark chapter 14.
如果我们看一下马可福音十四章哈。
And we read there in verse 61.
我们十四章读到六十一节。
Lord Jesus, on that night, he's being tried by the Sanhedrin, or the rulers of Israel, the priests, the scribes, and the elders.
那耶稣那天晚上被所有的长老、祭司、祭司长、全公会来审问，就那天晚上。
And at first,
十四章六十一节，九十三页。
At first, there were people that were accusing him falsely of different things.
然后当时有很多人错误的控告他，其实他没有对做假见证。
But their testimony was false, and the Lord Jesus didn't answer.
所以他们的见证是错的，是假的，所以耶稣基督一句话也不回答。
So then we reread in the last part of verse 61.
然后你会读到六十一节的最后一部分。
The high priest asked him a direct question: Are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed One?
所以大祭司问他一个最直接的问题：你是那当称颂者的儿子基督，不是
？That meant they were asking him directly if he had come from God Himself. He was very God.
所以他们就直接问他：你是不是从神那，你以神的身份来的？
He answers them, and you'll see there are two things here.
然后他回答了，你会看见这里有两件事。
He said, "I am."
他说我是。
Number one, he says, "You will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the Mighty One."
他说第一呢，你们会看见人子坐在那全能者的右边。
You see, the right hand of God speaks of the place of ultimate authority.
所以全能者的右手边，右边是代表一个终极权力的一个位置。
The Lord Jesus would be raised from the dead. He would ascend to his Father and sit down at the Father's right hand.
所以他会从死里复活，他会回到父子天父那里去，坐在天父的右边。
He told his disciples before he left, "All power and authority is given unto me."
所以他在离开的时候，他对他的门徒说：“所有一切天上地下一切的权柄都已经给了我。”
As the righteous one, he as the servant of God went through death, destroyed Satan who had the power of death, and has now sat down at God's right hand.
所以他是以圣子的身份，他经历了死，他借着死又败坏了那掌死权的，打败了撒旦，他现在复活，坐在父的右边。
So he answered those priests and those scribes, those ones that were sitting in judgment against him.
所以他回答了那些那些要做假见证那些祭司们要控告他的事。
He says, "You're going to see me sit at the in power in a coming day."
他说你会看见我会在那个未来坐在那个全能者的右边。
And he says the second thing there. He says, "And you'll see me coming in the clouds." Of heaven.
他说了第二件事，他说你会看见我驾着天上的云降临。
The clouds in Scripture, as you read through the Scripture in a description of God, the clouds speak of His power and His majesty.
所以整个圣经里讲到云，都讲到了神的能力。
And when that power and majesty is
和他的荣耀
when that power and majesty is manifested, it speaks of judgment.
所以当他的荣耀和能力开始显现出来的时候就代表审判。
Jesus is coming in clouds, that is, every eye is going to see him.
然后他在云里降临的时候就代表每一个地上的人用肉眼就能看见。
So not only has he got all authority, he's going to be the judge in the coming day.
所以他未来他一定会是以一个审判者的身份再来的。
So that's what he told the high priest that day.
这就是他那天告诉大祭司的。
The highest religious authority on earth, he told them, someday you're going to be judged. You're going to see me coming in power.
所以地上的那天最大的那个宗教的领袖，他对他说，有一天你会看见我来以审判者的身份来。
But his purpose was not to do that.
他的目的并不是为了做这个。
If you turn to John chapter 3, we'll see, in John chapter 3, we'll see his coming the first time was in grace to seek and to save that which is lost. John chapter 3, verse 17.
如果我们看到约翰福音的三章呢十七节就是164页。
17-19.
十七到十八节你会看见他来的目的是什么。
If, maybe, I'll get you to read that in,
read. 约翰福音的三章十七节和十八节啊。他说因为神差他的儿子降世不是要定世人的罪乃是要叫世人因他得救。信他的人不被定罪不信的人罪已经定了因为他不信神独生子的名。
So there we see that God's purpose in sending the Lord Jesus into the world was not to come to judge the world, to condemn the world.
所以神让耶稣基督来的目的不是来定世上的罪的。
Because, but he came into the world to save the world.
他来到世界是来拯救这个世界。
And then he shows the basis upon which salvation rests, which is believe.
然后他显明了这个救恩所倚靠的基础就是信信心。
Now, why believe?
为什么要信呢？
You mean I can be saved by just believing God?
我只是得救了，因为我就是信了上帝，我就得救了吗？
I don't have to do anything.
我不需要做什么事情吗？
Well, let me give you an illustration.
我简单再讲一下。
How many are here like gardening?
这边有多少人喜欢这个园艺工作的
？Gaddy, you're the only one that likes gardening. Oh my goodness, you've come to Vancouver, which has got wonderful gardens here. You're going to have to all take it up. Okay, I'm going to assume that you all love gardening.
那我先假设你们都喜欢在做花园的工作。
Now, Gaddy, I'll ask you because you're the only expert here. When did you last create a flower?
你最后一次创造花是什么时候？没有。
What do you do with that flower? Huh? You just, it's already created, right? You just give good conditions.
你只是
grow.
对，那个花其实已经是在呢，你只是给它一些好的环境，让它长得更好一点。
Now God's salvation is like that.
神的救恩就是像这样。
To have a nice garden, you don't have to create the garden.
你有一个很好的花园，其实你不是创造了这个花园的人。
We can't create anything.
你不能创造任何事情。
We can only use what God has made.
我们只能用神已经做好了的东西。
Salvation is more difficult than growing a flower.
救恩是比一个种个花要难得多了。
We can't create salvation.
我们不能创造出救恩。
We can't create a condition that we might please an almighty.All holy God.
我们不能自己造一个环境让我们能够取得天上那个永生神的喜悦靠着我们自己。不可能。
The gardener only uses what is given to him by God.
这一个好的园丁只是用上帝给到他的好的环境和材料去工作。
Salvation is the same way.
救恩也是一样的。
Salvation has been created by God.
救恩是被神所做好的。
In His love and grace,
在他的爱和恩典里面
He sent His Son, who paid the price for our sin.
他把他的爱子赐给我们，付上了我们一切罪的代价
He took our place in death and judgment.
他站在我们的位置，面对死和审判
And on that basis, all we need to do is believe that God has done this, and we are declared.Righteous.
那么在这个基础上，我们所要做的就是，我们要相信神已经做成了，然后我们就被称义了。
The first step that a gardener does, he's got to believe that this plant that he has bought, or that Caddy, you go to the plant store, you buy a plant, a little plant, huh? And you got to believe that that plant has life in it.
所以我们在花园里也是一样。那我们去商店买那个种子，我们得相信这个种子里面有生命，种下去会长出花来。
You didn't create that life, as I said before.
你没有创造这个种子。
But you believe, and you plant it, and you look forward to in the summertime, that little plant now is a beautiful flower.
然后呢，你相信这个种子能发芽，然后你把它种下去，然后你看顾它，然后到夏天的时候，你会发现，哇，长出那么漂亮的花。
And the lady in the plant store promised you that that plant would be 16 inches high, lots of red flowers, and all you buy is two little leaves, right?
然后那个卖这个花种子的人，他会答应你，他会承诺你，这个花以后会是16英尺高。有很多红色的花，但你看见的就是一颗种子。
God has provided salvation.
上帝赐给我们救恩。
A complete salvation.
完全的救恩。
We can't add anything to it.
我们不能在上面添任何东西。
We can receive it. We believe God and His promises.
我们可以相信，然后我们接受。
He not only forgives us our sins.
然后他不只是赦免了我们的罪。
But He declares us righteous.
他更赐给了我们公义。
So that we can stand before God perfect in His presence.
然后我们可以完完全全在他的面前我们能够站立得住。
And because it doesn't depend on me,
正是因为这不是取决于我自己的行为。
I don't have to worry about my acceptance.
所以我不会想去担心我的行为会不会被接受。
Because I'm not worthy of it.
因为我根本不配得。
If it depended on me,
如果是取决于我的行为
I couldn't do it.
那我自己做不到了。
So that's, here the one, then it says that he came, not to condemn, not to judge the world, but that the world through him would not be condemned.
所以这里就讲到十七节，他来不是来定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他可以得救。
Now one more thing here.
然后我们再讲一件事。
Whoever does not believe is condemned already.
一切不信的就已经被定罪。
You see, he didn't come to judge the world because the world was already under judgment.
因为他不是来定世界的罪，因为世界本来就已经在被定罪的状态。
See, the wages of sin is death.
因为罪的工价就是死。
All of us,
所有的人
are dying.
都是在往死的方向走的。
And after death, judgment.
然后死后且有审判。
We were condemned. The whole world is under condemnation.
所以我们无论神来或不来，我们本来就是在审判里的。
And this will be the judgment, the final judgment will be, what did you do with my salvation that I sent into the world by myself?
所以最终的审判会是这么样一个问题，你是怎么看待我给你预备好的救恩的？
He says, this is the condemnation. This is, whoever believes in him, verse 18, is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already because he has not believed in the name of God's one and only Son.
所以他说信他的人不被定罪，不信的人罪已经定了，因为他不信神独生子的名。
This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but men love darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil.
所以光来到世间，世人因为自己的行为是恶的，不爱光，倒爱黑暗，定他们的罪就是在此。
God's judgment, his criteria, his standard of judgment is the amount of light that you have been given in the world.
神的审判是他已经把光赐给了我们，他就是光。
There is an old saying in English, I don't know how it translates into Mandarin, but it goes like this. Light received gives light. Light rejected gives night.
有一句英语的谚语啊，我们尝试着翻译，他就说呢，接受光的呢，他自然就会变成光；拒绝光的呢，他自然就变成了黑夜。
It's an ancient saying in English.
这是个非常古老的，在英语里的一个古老的谚语。
I'll say it in the proper English. Light received bringeth night. Or light receive. Well, I'm glad now somebody understands it. Light receiveth, bringeth light. Light rejected, bringeth night.
就是接受光的，它就会变成光；拒绝光的，它就变成黑暗。
Now you're into advanced English class.
现在高级 ESL 班。
You've passed me.
超过我了。
I think it's time for our break. And we'll pick it up and we'll get into Luke chapter 23.
对，我们茶歇之后我们再继续哈，我们有一个比较长的历史的介绍。Maybe we'll give thanks first. 我们一起来为茶歇做个感谢。我们亲爱的父，谢谢您赐给我们这样金子般的话语，谢谢您赐给我们完整的救恩。您的计划从亚当就开始了。您的计划在万事以先就开始了，父啊，这是何等美好的旨意，这是何等美好的爱。我们谢谢主为我们死在十架上，更谢谢主把这样的救恩赐给我们，让我们能够靠着在您面前站立得住。父啊，谢谢您，我们也求您洁净我们一会儿的饮食，求您祝福我们，奉主耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。
What?